Brooklyn residents got a whole other surprise from yesterday's weather, a tornado. Mayor Bloomberg visited places yesterday where the storm caused the most damage, including a car dealership, two churches, and one residential street in Sunset Park. WNYC's Lisa Chow has more.
It was hot and humid, and you could see and hear signs of the recent storm. Emergency crews sawed through fallen branches. A couple of men lifted by cranes tried to knock down the remnants of one roof, which the storm had torn off, tangled, and thrown onto two other houses. The roof had belonged to Lainey Mastalone, who woke up in the early morning hours. She went to close a window, walked to one end of her apartment, and then her ceiling collapsed.
I had no power, so I had grabbed a flashlight, and I'm dialing my children, and I'm grabbing some clothes, and I grabbed my wedding ring, because my husband passed away 2 years ago, and my cell phone. And it wasn't until I opened the door that led me, you know, out of the apartment, that I realized I had no roof.
Sue Leung lives across the street from Mastalone.
I heard a shotgun, and when I looked out the window, all I saw was just grayness and just big objects moving around.
Here's Borough President Marty Markowitz talking to one of the many reporters at the scene.
They experienced their cars being bashed, huge trees falling down, air conditioners coming off of the windows, and debris all around their homes.
What do you think it was?
Listen, I'm no meteorologist. This was not a normal storm. This was a targeted, whether it's a mini tornado or Ron, what do we call it, Ron?
Straight line winds.
Straight line winds. Something that definitely, I've been here 62 years all my life. We've never had anything like this before.
A little scary?
It's scary.
Then the mayor arrived, wearing a white button-down shirt with rolled-up sleeves. Camera crews and photographers turned. He walked mid-block to meet Mastalone and her brother, Jerry Rugolo. Microphones came out from all directions to record their exchange.
And this morning, I was pouring with rain and sheeting.
It's different.
Yeah. How long have you lived here?
44 years.
Really?
Yeah. Look too young to have lived here 44 years.
Thank you. I have no idea what I look like.
After a few minutes, an assistant to the mayor interrupted and called the mayor and reporters to the podium.
Well, good afternoon. I'm joined by some concerned elected officials, and I just wanted to point out that they were here.
And then commissioners spoke from fire, police, Office of Emergency Management, sanitation, transportation, community assistance, parks and recreation, homeless services, environmental protection, and the building department. Again, resident Sue Leung.
Everyone was in disbelief that this happened to, our street. You know, nothing happens on our street.
Except today. For WNYC, I'm Lisa Chow.
And alternate side parking rules are suspended today only in the Brooklyn neighborhoods that were affected by the tornado to help facilitate debris removal. Those neighborhoods where the alternate side is suspended are Sunset Park, Windsor Terrace, Bay Ridge, Borough Park, Midwood, and Flatbush. Parking meters, though, will remain in effect throughout the city. You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.